And 6:06, it is overcast and 65 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 72 with lots of wind today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning in Collinsville, where there are multiple fatalities associated with a plane crash last night. The plane was flying from Tulsa to Manhattan, Kansas, when it crashed around 6 o'clock into a vacant house on the west side of downtown Collinsville. Deborah Thompson witnessed the crash.
I see the plane coming down in a dive. I hear it in a dive, and it was going really fast, and then it hits the ground, and flames shoot up.
She tells KJRH Channel 2 there was a huge explosion. The FAA is on the scene this morning. Now, there's no official word yet on how many people were on board that craft. Meanwhile, an 11-year-old boy is killed after trying to cross I-44 near the Pepsi plant. He humped a concrete barrier and was struck by three vehicles late yesterday afternoon. One of the vehicles, a black pickup truck, left the scene before officers arrived. The George Kaiser Family Foundation offers a $60,000 challenge grant to meet the needs of the new joint location of the Parent Child Center of Tulsa and Emergency Infant Services. It will match new and increased donations to the partnership. Desiree Doherty is the executive director of the Parent Child Center.
For instance, Emergency Infant Services needs more of the in-kind donations that they provide to families. Parent Child Center, for instance, has just hired a bilingual family support worker in addition to what we had before, because we're able to offer more classes now.
She says the new co-location in East Tulsa allows the two services to reach a new client base, and that many of the clients can make use of both agencies. Well, today is the first day of filing in the Tulsa municipal elections. At least three candidates for mayor are expected to file. Three city council candidates and the city auditor's job will be on the ballot in the June primary. Mayor Bartlett proposes extending the Tulsa portion of the Ford to Fix the County tax as a way to put more police officers and firefighters on Tulsa streets.
Well, that tax is getting ready to expire next year, and so we're asking that it be extended, but that it be repurposed. It's a relatively small amount of money, but it would be specifically identified to add more police officers and more firefighters.
He says the time frame would be relatively short, 3 to 5 years, to get both forces up to minimum staffing levels. It has been a little over 6 months since the city of Tulsa implemented a new trash collection system. During the controversial debate and decisions to change how garbage was picked up, Cheryl Cronauer chaired the TARE board, the entity that oversaw the transition. Despite the early rancor and criticism, she says she's only heard positive comments since the change.
I think it's been a very smooth transition, and everybody that I've gotten feedback from loves the new trash system and the flexibility that it offers them.
Now, Cronauer calls the change the right thing to do for the city of Tulsa. Our weather forecast, it's going to be overcast today and very windy. We will have a high of 72. Tonight, breezy and mild, 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, thunderstorm chances increase as the day progresses. In fact, some of those storms could be strong to severe this tomorrow afternoon, as well as tomorrow evening. We'll have a high tomorrow of 76. And on Wednesday, rain and much cooler with a high of 45. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is overcast in 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.